Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. We all know that bike riding is an enduring leisure time activity. But as Paul Smethurst, associate professor in the School of English at the University of Hong Kong, shows, the bicycle has a rich cultural history as well.
When the iconic high bicycle appeared in the 1870s, with the rider perched on top of an oversized front wheel, it was too fast and dangerous for most people. But within a decade, Victorian engineers had invented the safety, the basic form for all modern bicycles, and this was an instant success. In the 1890s, cycling was already a popular sport and a recreational fashion for the well-to-do. Half the bicycles sold in England were ladies' models, reflecting a major social upheaval. Women's rights and the idea of personal freedom are closely linked to the rise of the bicycle in the West. In China, on the other hand, the bicycle is associated with the uniformity and common purpose of the Cultural Revolution. But then again, in the 1980s, it became a symbol of resistance in Tiananmen Square, before it was crushed by tanks. With contradictory strands like these, the bicycle's cultural history is a rich subject for academic study, with aesthetic as well as social dimensions. For instance, the bicycle in Western art might express an existentialist struggle to overcome inertia, while in Africa and Asia, it signals the intrusion of Western modernity. There are several published histories of the bicycle, but none compare its cultural impact across the globe. My research shows huge variation, but with a common thread. A universal desire for mobility is at the heart of modernity wherever and whenever this appears. It seems that the urge to travel at speed under our own power for pleasure or necessity is a constant. The bicycle is a highly versatile symbol, then. It can express a back-to-the-future zeitgeist in the 21st century, just as well as it did the excited futurism of the 1890s.
That was Paul Smethurst of the University of Hong Kong. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.
How could I forget to mention the bicycle is a good invention? Sitting there in the silent movie beside the only girl who really is.